A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, 2-3 between the Marlins and the Astros. Tom Kohler versus Dallas Keuchel with the recap. Here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot to this ball game tonight. The Astros started fast against Tom Kohler. They never took their feet off the gas pedal. And they go on to pound Miami 12-2. To beat the Marlins for the second consecutive night to begin this three-game series. Tom Kohler and Dallas Keuchel matched up in this ball game tonight. Keuchel came in 6-0, 1.69 ERA. He'd gone at least 7 innings in 7 of his first 8 starts. And the Astros taking an early lead. They jumped on Tom Kohler early. Each of the first 5 Astros hitters swinging at the first pitch they saw. Josh Reddick singling to start the ball game. Carlos Beltran hitting a fly ball to center for the first out in the first inning. Jose Altuve followed with a base hit. The Astros had men at the corners with one out for Carlos Correa.
And here's a ground ball past Kohler. It hit the bag at second. Caroms out into left center. Reddick comes on to score. Altuve scoots over to third. And there's the third hit of the inning. This one smacked right past the pitcher, Tom Kohler. So 3 straight hits and a 1-0 lead for Houston.
The fourth hit in the inning came from Brian McCann.
There goes the runner at first base, Correa, and a ball driven out into right center. Another hit and another run. Jose Altuve will score, and now that's 4 hits and 2 runs in for Houston here in this first inning.
And the Astros weren't done after Yuli Gurriel hit a fly ball to left for the second out. Marwin Gonzalez continued the assault on Kohler.
Here's a line drive, base hit to center field. A third run comes in. Correa scores. Gonzalez with an RBI single. His 24th run batted in. And a 3-0 lead for Houston.
And Kohler came back to strike out Jake Mariznick, escaping that first inning. But the Astros sent 8 men to the plate. It was a 30-pitch first inning for Tom Kohler. He allowed 3 runs on 5 hits. And after just half an inning tonight, it was 3-0 Astros. Now, to their credit, facing a very tough customer in Dallas Keuchel, the Marlins came right back in the bottom of the first. D. Gordon hit a little tap right in front of the plate that Dallas Keuchel fired down the right field line. It was an infield hit. Gordon wound up at third on an E1, so trailing 3-0. The Marlins had a man 90 feet away for JT Realmuto.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, and a ball shot past the third baseman, Marwin Gonzalez, out into left. An RBI single for JT Realmuto. D. Gordon scores, and the Marlins have back-to-back hits, and it's a 3-1 game.
Christian Yelich struck out with Marcelo Ozuna at the plate. A wild pitch sent Realmuto down to second base, and Ozuna infield hit got JT to third, so Marlins were at the corners in the first inning for Giancarlo.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to first, and it's thrown down to second, pulled Altuve off the bag, run scores from third, and Stanton at safe at first base without a play. Gurriel tried to get it down to second base to get Ozuna there. Meanwhile, Realmuto's charging home. He scores, and it's a 3-2 game.
It was the second error in the inning, the second of 3 in the game, first of 2 for Yuli Gurriel. And the Marlins were back in it at 3-2, and they still had a chance. 2 men on, 1 out, but Tyler Moore bounced into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. And Keuchel found his groove. He would go on to retire 14 of the final 15 batters he faced after allowing those 3 early hits. It was 3-2 after 1. So we had a ball game after the Astros scored 3 in the top of the first, but that changed very abruptly in the top of the second. Kohler, needing a lockdown inning, struck out the pitcher Keuchel for the first out. He got Josh Reddick to bounce to first, but then he issued 3 straight walks. Carlos Beltran, Jose Altuve, and Carlos Correa. So with 2 outs, he faced a bases-loaded situation and Brian McCann.
And the pitch. A swing here and a ball drilled on a line out toward right center. Stanton over, diving, can't get it. Center fielder Christian Yelich backs up the play. Beltran is home. Altuve is home. And so is Carlos Correa. Brian McCann clears the bases with a 3-run double to right center. 6-2 Houston in the second.
So no sooner do the Marlins claw back into the game than the Astros just shove them aside with the McCann 3-run double. That hit broke it open. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. The onslaught was just getting started. In the third, Kohler walked the leadoff man, Marwin Gonzalez, bringing Jake Mariznick up for Houston. Mariznick drills one high in the air, deep to left center toward the home run sculpture, and it's out of here. He hit it off the home run sculpture. Jake Mariznick with a long two-run homer, and it's 8-2 Astros in the third. That third inning would be the final inning for Kohler. TK, three innings, seven hits, eight runs, all earned. He walked four, struck out three, allowed the home run, 83 pitches, 45 strikes, matching the second most runs Kohler's ever allowed in a big league start. Mariznick did it again against Nick Whitgren in the fifth inning, another two-run homer. That made it a 10-2 Astros lead. The Astros got an RBI single from Josh Reddick in the seventh, and an error by JT Riddle scored the final Houston run, an unearned run against David Phelps in the ninth. Marlins didn't get anything going all night after the first inning, and they lose this ball game by the final score of 12-2. For the Houston Astros, 12 runs, 14 hits, three errors, eight men left on base. For the Marlins, two runs, four hits, one error. They left five. Dallas Keuchel, the winning pitcher, 2-0, or 7-0. Tom Kohler, the loser, 1-2. The crowd tonight, 18,056 here at Marlins Park. This was a tough one to watch on so many levels. And the time of the ball game tonight was 3 hours right on the button. Here is a big piece of news coming out of the Marlins clubhouse post game. Don Mattingly has just announced that Tom Kohler has been optioned to AAA New Orleans. A very rough outing for Kohler here tonight. There's no sugarcoating that at all. But who would have seen that coming? Kohler, who has been such a consistent presence in the Marlins rotation. He broke into the big leagues in 2012, late in that season, moved into the rotation in 2013, and has stayed healthy. He has gone out there every 5 days. The results have been mixed for Kohler. 36-49, a 4.23 career ERA, 127 starts and 14 bullpen appearances into tonight. But 33 starts last year, 31 starts in 2015, 32 starts in 2014. Eight starts this year. Tom Kohler, after the performance tonight, has been optioned to AAA New Orleans. We had mentioned the Marlins were going to most likely need to add an arm before the 12-10 game here tomorrow. Well, now we know who is going to be leaving the ball club, at least for the short term. Hopefully, TK can get down to New Orleans and put some stuff back together. Marlins are going to need him for the remainder of this season. But Tom Kohler has been optioned to AAA after this one tonight. The Astros with the win are 28-12, best record in baseball. They're now 14-6 on the road, just like they're 14-6 at home. They've won 8 of 9. They've won 13 of 16. They've gone 24-8 after beginning the year 4-4. The Astros now 5-1 on their 7-game road trip, which wraps up here at 12-10 tomorrow. For the Marlins, they are 1-7 on this 9-game homestand. They've lost 7 of 8. They've lost 16 of 20. They've dropped 19 of their last 26 to fall to 14-24 overall. Marlins 10 games under 500 for the first time this year, in danger of falling 11 games back in the National League East. They're now 6-13 here at Marlins Park.
Marlins fall in Game 2 last night, and they'll wrap up their three-series 9-game homestand this afternoon at 12:10 against the Astros. For the Marlins this afternoon, Jose Ureña, he's been very, very good. He'll take the ball for Miami. And as for the Houston Astros, Lance McCullers will be on the mound. And make sure you join us. I had an opportunity to chat with Lance McCullers, and if you don't know his story, he was very, very close with Jose Fernandez. So that's something certainly you'll want to hear tomorrow afternoon. It's a 12:10 first pitch at Marlins Park. Maybe skip out of work, come join us. Maybe a little lunch at the ballpark. Should be a fun day. And we'll be on the air at 11:40. And as always, you know you can join us right here on the Marlins Radio Network.